And, you know, it was like, but, you know, that's what happened. And look at him now. And I don't say anything. I didn't want to mention that story because it made me feel like, oh, what a jerk of it. But I don't care. You know what I mean? I mean, it's a funny story.
Sure is.
And that's the way I thought it. When I heard Billy Squire's album, every song, The Stroke and all those songs, amazing.
Yep.
No problem.
Right.
Pretenders, no problem. Right. You know, Marsha Crenshaw's even album, no problem. I mean, there's certain albums. You know,
well, you know what? You're right, because I love all that other stuff, and I'm not into Bon Jovi. So, there's just some people out there that have different tastes, and who knows?
Well, later, I mean, I get into all kinds of music, to be honest with you. So, you know, I really think he's a great writer, and he's written some really great songs, you know, with Richie Sambora. Unfortunately, Richie Sambora goes on the drug trip, and John's on the very dedicated to his wife, very nice trip.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, he's a great writer with Richie Sambora. They're amazing. I mean, his songs were amazing. You know, you could say whether you like or something, but you got to admit, I mean, they were good songwriters, whether you like.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I mean.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the stuff is catchy, you know.
Billy Squire shocked me because after he did that album, he never went back to that sound, and he went to syrupy guitar licks and those songs. But that album was monster.
Right, right.
Absolutely monster. That was and the other album. I got a great story on this one. The Fabulous Thunderbirds, Tough Enough album.
Stevie Ray Vaughan's brother was in that band.
Yeah, Jimmy. Yeah. And Jimmy, that's part of the story. Jimmy had this piece of transparency of this artwork done by a Native American. Beautiful piece of crazy guitar strings with cars and different things on a square. A beautiful artwork. If you see the cover, it's on the cover. But what happened was he calls me up from CBS. He says, I'm going into a meeting, and I know they want to use a photograph of the group. You see, it's their first album on CBS International. They want to do this bullshit thing of a photograph. And so Jimmy gets me on the phone. I said, Jimmy, you got that transparency? He said, yeah. I said, well, first thing I asked him, is that reflecting music? Because I want to have him to say yes. And he said, yes. Mm-hmm. So I said, look, go into that meeting and get this, Brian. I didn't say ask them. I said, tell them that's the album cover. So he goes into the meeting. 4 hours later, I get a call up there. They said, Spencer, you're going to get fired.
You didn't get fired.
Tell somebody that's the album cover. These are the heads of the company.
Yeah.
And you know what happened? 3 days later, that's the cover.
So, yeah, they finally said Spencer is right.
And not only was Spencer right, but I think by telling him that, they felt that the group really liked. And you know what? Big shit. You know, Ryan had the pictures of all of them on the back cover with the songs.
That's awesome.
So it didn't make a difference. I mean, you're going to flip the album over anyway. You're going to want to know what the songs are, right? And you'll see the pictures.
Fantastic stuff.
And that's how you get away with it. There's certain things I learned, you know, like that. Like, for instance, why not? Why does the front cover have to be a picture of somebody?
Yeah.
I mean, I just did a Nashville album, Rihanna Kidwell, great. Nashville's, oh, she's going to be a monster. And we have, listen to this, in a Nashville cover, we have a picture of her alone with no type on the front, and everything is on the back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Nashville, I got to tell you, the worst album covers, the worst ever done.
Out of Nashville?
Any album cover of Nashville, there's not one cover ever done. Even Willie Nelson, nothing.
They just don't know how to do it.
Right? And so we did this cover, it just came out. And it's a mind blower for a Nashville cover because it's just totally different. It's like break all the rules,
right?
And you can do that today because she paid for it. She wanted the best in grass. She said, "Do whatever you want, Spence." She knew where we were, and she loves it. And then we had a color record inside, by the way, a pink transparent record.
Cool.
See?
Very, very cool.
Isn't that nice? So I'm getting into the color record thing.
Yeah, I like those. The different color vinyl is great.
Isn't that great? Yeah.
Spencer
started that was like Dave Mason years ago, maybe before you were born, Brian. Dave Mason did an album with a marbleized record. Now that hit everybody. Oh my God! It's a marbleized color record.
I don't think I've seen that. Yeah, it's marble. It looks like marble.
Like a marbleized colored design on a record.
We might even have that somewhere. And, you know, we got like a million albums in the studio. I'm going to go look for it.
What was bad is it's mind-blowing, Brian, because in those, and you know, the album covers, I'll make it short. I'm running long here.
Yeah, it's okay. Go ahead.
The 1970s was the era where they did everything special packaging with album covers, die cuts, strawberry whiskey glass for Rod Stewart's shape, or a telephone for Jay Giles' band's shape, or everything was
Stones with
the
zipper.
Box.
Yeah.
Yeah, great story. The Sticky Fingers, I'm glad you brought that up. That's a great story. That's a really great story. I wrote an article on this about design and malfunction, I call it. Not design and function, but design. This was designed, Andy Warhol designed it, right?
With the
zipper. Now, the original covers have a real zipper attached to the cover. I don't know if you know this.
I know. I've seen them. I think we might have one here, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a collectible. But you know what happened? When they packed them in the box...
They would rip the box,
They would put pressure on each one in the box so that the zippers got destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely destroyed.
Oh, yeah. They got destroyed.
So they had to return. They were going to sue Andy Warhol. They were going to sue him. They were on the point, Atlantic Records was the point of suing him for that. Do you believe that? I mean, right? So that's a famous story. I mean, people don't know that.
Do you think most of them got destroyed in the beginning just from shipping?
Well, you know the other ways? I'll bring along something else in the same manner. The Madonna sex book with the metal cover. Remember that?
The Madonna sex book.
Very incredible cover. That was destroyed, too, because what happened was the designer came up with this great design, but he had no knowledge of function. So they have the spiral side that holds all the metal from the cover to the back cover, and then all the pages inside. That fell apart.
Right. Oh, I need to do an ID, Spence. Hold on. We are listening to Spencer Drate, award-winning creator, director, designer, author, Spencer Drate. And we're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's a crash course for the ravers.
Yeah.
Spets, so that show you went to, they were calling it It's a Long Way to the Top, weren't they?
Yeah, that's what we call it. So why we call it that is because that's our life. And I think it's also relevant to anybody who spent a long time in their life and gets to... kudos, you know, the respect that they deserve, like we in our area, what we get, or anybody else. And I want to say that AIGA and NARAS and who are back in the event, by the way, that we're on tour with, and the event at Howl, these people are giving us the respect, and that's part of what that song's about. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. Yeah, you know, that's what they're saying. To become something in rock and roll alone, it's a long way, man, to get to that point.
It's a tough ride, yep.
It's a tough ride. So I use that brand, but that's our song, and we're going to go on tour with that song. That's our song, and I'm a big, by the way, AC/DC freak. I don't have to tell you, I'm a really huge AC/DC freak. I'm friends with Angus and Malcolm Young, both of them. I'm friends with them. So
You know what? I have a young friend right here. His name's Ben, and he says AC/DC is his favorite band.
He's my favorite.
All right.
Band. Just say hi to Ben. Spencer, that's Ben.
Ben, hi,
How's
Ben.
Spencer,
I'm friends with Angus and Malcolm Young, Ben.
You are a very lucky guy.
This guy hangs out with them.
And they're my favorite group, and we have, if you heard, we have an event going on in our music life, and the title of it, It's a Long Way to the Top if You Want to Rock and Roll. That's the name of our event.
That's awesome. Well, Spence, thank you very, very much for calling in.
Well, thanks for having me on, Brian, and giving me this time also. I'm glad I was able to talk. Hopefully everything was cool.
It was a great interview. My absolute pleasure. We'll have to do it again sometime. I'd like to meet you in person.
I'd love to, man.
I'd love to meet you in person someday.
Yeah, well, I'd love to come back, man. You know that.
Oh, yeah. We'll have you call back for sure, but someday I'd like to party with you.
do that too. I don't care. Fine.
All right.
Cool.
Sounds cool, man. All right. Spencer Drate, signing off. We love you.
We love you, too.
All right. Thanks, Spencer. I'm going to leave you with It's a Long Way to the Top, huh?
All right.
Take it easy, Spencer. 91.5.
Take care, Brian. I'll see
you, man. WMFO in Medford.
Soul Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones.
Hi, everybody. Your pal Joey Ramone here. Well, this is the one you've all been waiting for. Our great new Ramones album, End of the Century, produced by Phil Spector.
Rock it, rock and roll radio. Let's go. Rock it, rock and roll radio. Let's go.
Hey, do you remember that great Phil Spector song, Baby, I Love You? End of the Century, a new Ramones album produced by Phil Spector on Sire Records, marketed by Warner Brothers.
The All-American Half Pound, Sweet Pure Beef Patty, Lettuce, Tomato, This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones. Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
It is time for you to stop all of your stuff. We'll be right back.
summer spots. Feel like money, but that's alright.
WMFO in Medford, Talking Heads from our Fear of Music album cover. That's Spencer Drate, who we just interviewed. He designed that album cover from that album. Great song, Drugs. There's a great live version of that, too, though. Sounds much different, much faster. I'm more used to it. It's actually called Drugs / Electricity, I think, because it's so much faster, but that's on the album. My favorite live band, live album of all time, Talking Heads album. It's called, the name of this band is Talking Heads, and that's because so many people got their name wrong in the beginning. You know, I love the Talking Heads. I'm like, that's not our name. So they just put out an album like to settle it. We are Talking Heads. Anyways, this is 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, I've been playing stuff that has to do with Spencer Drate, a lot of the albums he designed. I believe, how about some Lou Reed from the new, was that album called New York? I think it was. Anyway, I think this one's from a compilation. It's live, actually, but this song was on the album that Spence designed as well. Hey, you have a request? We'll stop playing all kinds of stuff now. 855-915-9636. I'm Brian Young. It's a Crash Course for the Reavers. Hey, that's Ben. He's not saying much, but he's here.
I'm here.
And we are WMFO.
Out of the Wilshire Hotel, looks out a window with that glass. Walls are made of cardboard, newspapers on his feet. The old man beats him because he's too tired to beg. He's got nine brothers and sisters, they're brought up on their knees. Hard to run when a coat hanger hits you on the thigh. Pedro cheers at being old to killing the old man. Slim chance he's going to the boulevard. To the dirty boulevard, I'm gonna get out. To the dirty boulevard, going down. To the dirty boulevard, get it out. This room costs $2,000 a month. You believe it, baby, it's true. Somewhere there's a landlord living that wets his pants. No one dreams of being a doctor or a lawyer or anything. They just dream of dealing on the boulevard. Give me your hungry, your tired, your poor piss on it. That's what the statue of bigotry says. All you poor huddled masses, why don't we just go club to death? Get it over with. Dump on the boulevard and get it out. I'm going down. Get it out. Going down. You ever had rage in your heart? You ever had some rage in your heart? You ever had rage in your heart? Have you ever had rage in your heart? Outside, it's a bright night. There's an opera, Lincoln Center. The Klieg lights shoot out over the Manhattan skyline. Put the lights out on the mean Caesar. Small kid stands by the Lincoln Tunnel, selling plastic roses for a buck. Traffic's backed up to 39th Street. The TV whores are calling the cops out to get sucked. Back at the Wilshire, Pedro sits there dreaming. Found a book on magic in a garbage can. Looks at the pictures, looks up at the cracked ceiling. By the count of three, I'll get out of here and fly away. I wanna fly. Fly away. I wanna fly from this dirty boulevard. Fly, fly, fly.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. What's up, Ben? You want me to play something, didn't you?
Yeah, Jimi Hendrix National Anthem. I mean, 4th of July is right around the corner.
It is. July 1st. Happy 4th, everyone, if I don't see you before then.
Yeah, happy 4th.
And yeah, that sounds like a good one, huh? That's an order for the 4th of July Star Spangled Banner live at Woodstock. You want that one? I have a few.
Yeah, I think at Woodstock is the most appropriate.
That's it's the most famous for sure. All right, Ben Wentworth. This is for you, kid. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hendrix.